Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, folks. I am John Najarian, and you're about to hear a very interesting broadcast of Compound Interests with one of the co-founders of PropSwap, Luke Pergandy. And Luke and his team came up with the idea of why would you want to hold a bet all the way through the Super Bowl that you made perhaps in August? Why would you want to hold that bet all the way until the Super Bowl only to see it turn to nothing, even though it could be, you know, that you had Tampa Bay to win it and all of a sudden at the last minute they don't. So that bet doesn't pay off. But up until that point, that bet would have been worth an awful lot of money because obviously there's only two teams in that game in the Super Bowl. Well, Luke's going to tell us about all the different people who bet that way, who bet on long shots, who bet on parlays, and so forth, and how they put those bets up for sale at prices better than Vegas, because of course Vegas wants, you know, $5,700 to win $10,000, for instance, if you want the Chiefs, but maybe somebody on PropSwap is willing to sell you their bet that pays off for Tampa Bay or for the Chiefs at a better price because they don't want to hold it all the way to the end and have it be a binary bet. It's something or nothing. They'd rather bank that $5,000 rather than hold that ticket till the very end and only have that field goal missed or whatever at the end of the game and they didn't win anything at all. So I think you'll find it an interesting discussion with Luke over at PropSwap about all the interesting bets on the NFL, on college basketball, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, all of that on PropSwap.com, this week's Compound Interest.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. It's a timely episode, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. And Luke was nice enough, folks, to reach out repeatedly to me. And me being me, combination of ADHD and all the rest, it wasn't Luke's fault, but I wasn't following through with him. But I'm delighted, Luke, that we were able to get you on ahead of the Super Bowl to talk about a very interesting business that you've created. But before we get deep into the business, tell me how a guy goes from being a CFA and from working over at Bloomberg and, you know, more or less a Wall Street guy, you know, for years and years, and all of a sudden you see this opportunity in legalized gambling. Tell me about how you started PropSwap.
Yeah. So was living in San Francisco at the time, and this is back in 2013, working for Bloomberg, and was just visiting Las Vegas, as many people do for pleasure. And it was Labor Day of 2013, and I made a bet on the New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl. And obviously Labor Day is before the NFL season begins, so the odds on the Saints were 50-1 at the time. And fast forward halfway through that season, the Saints started off 7-1. And the odds at that point were now 15-1. And I'm sitting with this 50-1 ticket in California. And I called my now business partner who worked for Cantor Gaming, which is the Cantor Fitzgerald gaming outfit in Las Vegas. And I said, hey, I have this in the money bet. There has to be liquidity for this. Someone around America would buy this 50-1 ticket. And he's like, you're right. And I said, well, at the end of the season, can I mail the ticket to you, Ian, and you go cash it for me in February? He's like, yeah, of course. I do that all the time. And I said, okay, well, then these bets are transferable and there should be a marketplace for these transferable assets. And we Googled, we called, you know, 15 gaming attorneys in Jersey and Nevada and Illinois and all these different, you know, states. And we said, here's his business model. Can you represent us? And the first 14 attorneys and, you know, highly trained lawyers in the space said, absolutely not. This is illegal. This could be called money laundering. This, you know, the Nevada Gaming Control Board will never allow you to do that. And the 15th attorney said, I'll take your case. And he did a wonderful job representing our business model to the Nevada Gaming Control Board. And, you know, here we are today. Now we sell bets from 18 different states around the country. So we've evolved, you know, a ton.
So I take it from that, Luke, that obviously you'd be in all 50 states if it were legal in all 50 states. So you more or less had to, do you have to register, like, since you're from our side of the world, do you have to register in each state where you're taking a bet from somebody? I know you're not the place that places the bet. You're the place that allows the bets to be swapped. So is that something that the gambling has to be legal in those states? Online gaming has to be legal for you to do that?
So to be a seller, yes, you have to have a bet from a legal state. That's Nevada, New Jersey, sure. Pennsylvania, you name it. To purchase those bets, we are also allowing purchasing of those bets, those states and some. So states like California and Massachusetts do not have legal sports betting yet, but we allow those residents to purchase on PropSwap because you're buying someone else's property. This property was obtained legally in a gambling state. Once you leave that casino, that property is yours. You have the right to list that for sale on a secondary market. So,
right. And folks, just as it sounds, PropSwap is both the website, the Instagram, and the Twitter handle for Luke and his team. Luke, how big is the team right now? Is this something that has to be very hands-on, I imagine, because each one of these tickets is a little different?
Yeah, so we have 5 people in operations, another co-founder, myself, a third guy who handles our marketing. We have 2 developers. We're adding that as we speak. We just did a large fundraise. We're about to close on a $2 million raise. So excited for that. Closes on Monday. And then, to your point, we have these ticket validators around America who get the tickets from the seller. You send it in to PropSwap. We have a guy in Iowa, Pittsburgh, who accepts the ticket. We validate the ticket at the issuing casino. And then once it's validated, we pay the seller. So people kind of, you know, view us as StockX or GOAT, that whole sneaker secondary market craze where, you know, you send your Jordans into StockX in Detroit. Once those sneakers get validated in Detroit, then they get shipped to the buyer. That's basically PropSwap. We are both a secondary market and a clearinghouse to make sure that people aren't printing counterfeit tickets, you know, we're holding the buyers and sellers accountable with that clearinghouse part of it.
Now, did you have to purchase any sort of insurance or any sort of a surety bond or anything like that? Or after you've gone through the process of proving out that the ticket is valid and you send the money out, you're saying this is money good. This ticket right here that I'm holding for Tom Brady making it to the Super Bowl, for instance, as a prop bet is a valid bet and anybody can buy it for whatever the price.
That's right. Yeah. So yes, we have company insurance, but with the tickets, PropSwap now possesses all of these tickets. Once they win, they then get sent to the buyer. We, of course, insure those once they get sent to the buyer. But at the end of the day, if the ticket does get lost for some way, which has not happened yet, we've sold tens of thousands of tickets. Not one has been lost. So people ask, do I believe in the USPS? I do. they do a good job. At the end of the day, if the ticket gets lost, we can contact the casino and say, hey, we have this ticket. It pays 10 grand if the Bucks win. Can you please pay us? Here's a photo. Here's the ID number. We have all that information. So we do have some assurance that we can reach out to the casino and collect if that situation did arise.
Okay. So then before I get into some of the bets that you have in hand right now, let's say that I have, you know, just like you had. You had in 2013, I think you said, Luke, the Saints to win the Super Bowl, 50-1. And that goes, you know, halfway through the season, they're 7-1. The bet is now 15-1, not 50-1 anymore. And you decide to sell that on PropSwap. PropSwap proves out that this is a good, valid ticket. After they've done that, they mail Luke the money. And now that ticket gets posted on PropSwap. You guys at that point, since you've done the payout, you own the ticket and you decide what is the best price for the ticket at that point by a bidding process. Is that how it's determined?
We do have a bidding process. Basically the seller will say, you know, let's take this Tampa Bay Bucks ticket that just sold. The seller, he originally bet $200 at 50-1 odds, right? So 200 would pay 10 grand if Tampa wins. He posted it for sale this week for $4,000. Okay. And then buyers can come in and say, all right, I'll either pay 4,000, deal done, like a buy it now price, or I'm a buyer. I can say, I would pay 3,600 for that. And then you submit the bid to the seller, and the seller can either accept or reject that bid. So we're not a fully functioning exchange yet. We don't have depth to the bids. There's only one bid that's shown, but we will eventually get to that point. We will have bid asks on these tickets.
Well, one of those tickets was, just as you say, a $200 ticket, I guess, for the for Tampa Bay to win. What is that? What did you guys pay out? Or you didn't pay out, you just hold the ticket.
Yep.
And describe for me, if you will, Luke, then what percentage does Prop Swap get of that ticket? Because obviously in that case, where you haven't purchased the ticket outright from the seller, the seller's participating in whatever the high bid becomes. So there's like a buyer's premium or something like that, like a typical auction?
Yes. Yeah. So the deal, so he posted it at 4,000, the deal cleared at 3,700. So the buyer ended up paying 3,700, $300 less than the seller's ask. That's cleared. Now PropSwap gets the ticket. Once the Bucks win, we send the ticket to the buyer. Buyer would collect $10,200. You get your bet amount plus, you know, the 50-1x on your $200. We make 13% on the purchase price. Our revenue has nothing to do with whether these bets win or lose. That's why we don't need a gaming license. PropSwap only makes a transaction fee on what the bet sells for. We have no risk. PropSwap never has any risk. We're simply a marketplace for people to buy and sell bets, and we make a transaction fee on every purchase. Whether the Bucks win or the Chiefs win doesn't matter to us. We obviously have a rooting interest because, you know, like I just described, Tampa was a huge long shot. We want long shots. We want, you know, Texas Tech a couple years ago in March Madness. We want Loyola Chicago the year before that, right? We want the Philadelphia Eagles a few years ago. We always want long shots to advance because that means the ticket values become extremely high on PropSwap. But in that example, we make 13%. So, you know, we're making $370 from the seller and then, you know, about $100 from the buyer. So we make $470 on that one transaction.
And folks, they have over at PropSwap posted up on the site, NFL, CFB, National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, NHL, golf, other. What are some of the other that you've got listed on there, Luke?
Yeah, we'll sell UFC bets. We'll sell boxing. You know, the problem with those is the odds don't change much from when the odds get posted up until the match. Like if Floyd is, you know, minus 300 to win his fight, he's probably going to be minus 300 when the match comes. Maybe minus 270, maybe minus 330, but somewhere in a pretty narrow range pre-fight. But with football and college basketball and golf, you know, these golfers, like, you know, Gary Woodland was 100-1 to win the U.S. Open. Tiger was 40-1 to win the Masters a couple years ago. Like, these golfers go from huge long shots to winning in a four-day weekend. So that's perfect for PropSwap. But, you know, the other, what you're referring to, it's mostly UFC where the odds will change a little bit. But the way the PropSwap business model works today is we deal with mostly long-term bets. We'll eventually tackle the straight bets as we evolve.
I don't know, so I'm just asking, do you guys have NASCAR? Have you ever had a NASCAR bet?
We have sold NASCAR. We sold our first WNBA bet earlier in December. So this guy, he had a $400 parlay. He bet on the Tampa Bay Lightning to win the Stanley Cup. He bet on the LA Lakers to win the NBA Finals. He bet on the Seattle Storm to win the WNBA. And now lastly, he needs the Chiefs to win. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, they would pay $171,000.
And what was that initial bet?
The initial bet was $400. He sold it on PropSwap on Christmas Eve for $57,000.
Wow.
So the buyer has the opportunity to turn $57K into $171, and the original seller turned $400 into $57K, no questions asked.
Nice. Much like that parlay bet, there are probably some pretty interesting prop bets that people have made, although I imagine they've just been making those in the last week to 10 days, right?
That's right. I mean,
basically, since the playoffs ended and, you get the week off before the Super Bowl, that's when, because they need to know who the teams will be for those prop bets, like how many touchdowns is Mahomes going to throw? How many is he going to run for? Will he be the MVP? You know, some of those bets have, I'm sure, been populating on PropSwap.
That's right. Yeah. So like you just said, we only have, 14 days between when the matchup was set and when the matchup kicks off. So we have sold a few of those, Brady to an MVP. A lot of people, you were able to bet on that back in December. There's a bet out there that who'll have the longest completion, Brady or Mahomes. We sold a few of those. The Super Bowl props, it is crazy what these sports books will put out. I mean, it is, pages upon pages of bets you can make on the Super Bowl. It's 1,000, you can literally make 1,000 different bets on the Super Bowl. So it will be a fun weekend. There's literally going to, every single play could potentially, be paying out money.
And the odds keep moving throughout the game. If it's rather than the buy it now, if it's a bidding thing, I could easily see the bidding moving up or dropping back, depending on how, 28-3, we always talk about that one, Luke, when Brady came back against Atlanta and it was 28-3, that, would have been deep on the Atlanta side. And all of a sudden, as they came back and tied it up, then it's dropping like a stone on the other side. And that would be reflected in your bids and offers. Well, not offers, but on the bids for that ticket.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. I remember that game. This was back when we ran the company out of Vegas. We had a guy who bet $100 at 101 odds on the Atlanta Falcons. And when they were up 28-3, we got him a bid for $9,000 on a payout of 10,000. So, he'd only be giving up $1,000 of profit by selling his bet on PropSwap. He declined it, and that bet went down in flames in absolutely historic fashion. So, we try to teach people, like, take the profit. Like, when you can take, he could have turned $100 into $9,000 in the middle of the third quarter of the Super Bowl, and he declined it. It's just some of the greed that gets into people is crazy.
Well, what you got to do is you got to get the Wall Street Bets crowd on PropSwap. We'll have to tag this with, tag WSB mod, because they love that as far as their Twitter handle, or, just hashtag Wall Street Bets, because, I think those same guys would love these bets.
Yeah.
If you're going to YOLO a trade, it's more fun to YOLO a trade with Brady or Mahomes or Kels or, any of these folks, Gronkowski. I know that one of the more interesting bets this year is what's the color of Gatorade that they're going to dump on the coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the prop bets.
That's right.
And there's red, which is the leading one right now. I saw it not too long ago, Luke. It was like 33%, maybe 35% red. And they had blue and green and yellow. And I'm thinking, I think it'll probably be red too.
Yeah. I mean, both teams have red in their uniforms, so it's a good bet.
Now, I also saw a prop bet that was, which will be the first coach, once the game starts, to lower their mask and expose their nose. So they're going to have cameras, obviously, everywhere, and they're going to be watching both these coaches. And whichever one pops the nose out, take a breath or whatever, or yell at a player and then put it back on. That bet will pay off as well.
That's really funny. Yeah, these two coaches are notorious for having the silliest looking masks on the sideline. You got, you know, Arians, who wears this like surgeon's mask that's far too tight. And then you have Andy, who wears this like puffy, you know, looks like a mask that was made at, you know, Michael's home store. That's like far too small for his face. So I that's a really funny prop. I like that one.
What is the most interesting one that you're seeing right now? I mean, is it that four-way, that parlay that you guys already took in 57,000 for?
Yes.
That's obviously big, but is there any other that's like, wow, that just stood out to me, John, as something really odd?
Yeah, I mean, we have two specific Tampa Bay Bucks to win the Super Bowl bets up for sale right now. It's the best odds in the country. So people are always like, well, if I could use DraftKings or MGM, why would I use PropSwap? And my response to that is because you're getting the best odds in the world because you're buying it directly from another gambler. So right now we have this Bucks bet up for sale for $1,800 that would pay $4,600. The odds on that are plus 153. Everywhere you look in the country is plus 140 on Tampa Bay. So by purchasing this Bucks bet from us, you're beating the casinos and you're getting the best odds on Tampa Bay possible. So, you know, that's just an example. The guy initially bet $600 at 4-1 odds, and he wants to get out. So he's has it for sale for $1,800, and a buyer can swoop in, pay the $1,800, and whoever does that is beating the casino. So that's probably the most interesting one we have up for sale right now. We've sold so many Bucks tickets this past week. The Chiefs have just been such low odds the whole season. They've basically been 2-1, maximum 5-1 the whole season, that there just isn't that much margin baked into that. If you wanted to sell that on PropSwap, it wouldn't be as much a percentage return as opposed to Tampa Bay, which was 50-1 odds before Brady showed up. We've sold so many of those bets the last week and a half.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I think this will be a very interesting Super Bowl. And you guys have got a bunch of others coming right up behind it, because obviously you're still doing NBA bets right now.
Yeah.
You've got Major League Baseball starting up in a couple weeks. And I imagine a lot of folks that either want to bet or swap a bet with somebody will be taking a look at some of these, Major League Baseball issues as well as NHL. I mean, this seems like just a great fertile ground that you guys have found to basically say to somebody, yeah, you don't have to hold that ticket all the way up until the end of Super Bowl. You can actually sell that gain that you've got and lock it in. To your point, that $100 bet could have been $9,000 good in somebody's pocket. $9,000 yep. Bad in somebody else's pocket.
That's right. That's right. You know, but to my point earlier, the guy that was paying $9,000, the market value was like $9,600, right? So the buyers who are using PropSwap, they get to beat the market by buying it on from us, and the seller gets to lock in guaranteed money. So I would say, 80 to 90% of the time, the buyers are actually beating the casinos by buying from us. So you're right. It would have been a horrible loss for that guy who paid $9,000. However, if he used the live line by betting on Atlanta at that point, he would have had to put up around $9,600. So, you know, we're providing these odds that are better than the sports betting apps because you're buying directly from another person.
As far as growth for the company, do you guys anticipate expanding at all into, for instance, European League soccer or, Champions League or any of that kind of stuff, since soccer has become such a big sport for the U.S.? I mean, I know it's not up there with football and baseball and basketball and even hockey in the United States, but it's obviously been moving up. Are you going to add pro soccer?
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt we'll have EPL. We've already sold a bunch of EPL tickets last year in 2020. Soccer is only going to grow, right? I think it's very obvious that soccer is rapidly accelerating versus You know, football is it's had a really good year this year, but you know, with the whole CTE scare, football was on the decline for a little bit. So yeah, soccer is really quickly growing. We'll definitely, when we started this business, this soccer club called Leicester City was, I believe they were going to win EPL, and there was a bunch of these tickets out there that were 5,000-1 odds. This is back in 2014, and everyone, some of these people weren't selling their 5,000-1 tickets for, you know, 3,000 times what they paid, 2,000 times what they paid. And we're sitting there reading this news article. We're like, we got to start a company like this. Like, of course you should sell your 5,000-1 ticket. If they lose this championship, your ticket's garbage. Like, you've came so far to not lock in that profit is just crazy. So yeah, Leicester City was a great example of why we started this business. So yeah, we'll definitely be trading, you know, EPL tickets, and World Cup was very popular a couple years ago on PropSwap. But to your point, you know, March Madness is our next big, that's our next big season. The NBA has also been very popular. The Brooklyn Nets, when they got James Harden, the odds went from, you know, 15-1 all the way down to 3-1 as soon as they signed James Harden to Brooklyn. So we had a ton of people post their Brooklyn Nets bets for sale once that trade went down, you know, about a month ago, and lock in some money. Because who knows, like, you got to deal with the 76ers and obviously LeBron in LA. It's a grind. You know, the NBA is a grind. So people took advantage.
Well, folks, Luke, I really appreciate your time, sir. We'll have you back for March Madness, I'm sure. Talk to you about some of the great bets that are coming up for that. Folks, at PropSwap, you can earn a deposit bonus of up to $100 by using the promo code FREE100. That's according to Luke's website over at PropSwap. Luke, I appreciate it. Good luck. I hope you get a lot of traffic and that you guys come back on with some interesting bets for us in the future.
Appreciate it, John. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.